Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome out tonight, y'all. We got the dagger.
Yeah.
Yes. And also tonight. Making his 2009 debut.
Ah, shit.
We got Sexy with Chocolate out here tonight in the band.
In the house.
Yo. About to let y'all bitches have it. Here we go.
Now normally this ain't my style, feeling kinda suckerish, but fuck it, I'm the dagger, what I feel, I make it public. Everybody listen while I put these women in their place, a lot of y'all is gonna hate, so back it up and give me space. First I talk about you bougie bitches that be showing out, think you too cute to get a nigga's fist up in your mouth. I haven't done it, but best believe I've seen it happen, man, I don't agree with hitting women, but I understand, some of y'all don't ever quit until a nigga butt your lips. Now you wanna call the cops, you bitches on that bullshit, look at how you screaming, cussing, you the one that go to church, and yeah, I hit you in the eye, look out my eye, you see me as a baby boy, dagger, he's a grown man. Bitches try to game me up, I hit him with a better round. I'ma keep my money, cause your mom and daddy made you rich. And if they were to pass away today, you wouldn't have to.
I could never love you, no, I couldn't kiss a hug.
No,
I won't give you anything that you need. Except for my erection. We
I can't sing, but I don't give a fuck.
There is no trust between you and me. No.
Now what about these baby making bitches that ain't never happy? Raw dog and every nigga still don't know her baby daddy. Member of a broken family, now you wanna have your own. A single mom, a lot of kids, a daddy who ain't never home. Caught up in a cycle and you still don't wanna break it yet. Couldn't keep a nigga, so you settle for a county check. Now you wanna blame the kids cause you chose the wrong life. Real niggas never turn you hoes into a housewife. Now you out every night, baby at your mama's crib. But you ain't got no mama, just be fucking right in front of kids. Yeah, the dagger's pro-choice, death is an option or adoption. You don't do it though, cause people is watching. Bitch, it's all self-esteem. Maybe you should get you some. A single mom can run a house too, because I've seen it done. But it takes a lot of work, and bitches be some lazy hoes. That's why your son is selling drugs.
And
your daughter's coming out of
love you. I couldn't kiss a hug.
I
won't give you anything that you need. Except for my arrest.
What else?
We got to use protection. There is no trust between you. No.
What about these prostitutes doing anything for love? Letting any nigga in their pussy mouth to do shit. High heels for the track, you pay the price, you hitting that. Running laps and touching more balls than
get
a quarterback.
Track,
didn't finish school, so you chose to make the fast cash.
A bitch gotta eat, right?
Hit the streets, sell your ass. All I see is trash, but to them you a treasure. Been a hundred's just a fuck, who me? Not never.
Not me.
Yeah, you got a lot of ass, and yeah, I'm loving what I see, but I ain't paying you. It's either free or else you paying me. Let them other niggas pay you money just to take it down. You got the perfect occupation, all you do is lay around. I respect your hustle, bitch, but a hoe.
Hell no.
Get up off the track, at least, and go and do a video. Them hoes get a worse for going dummy over dick and give your money to a pimp. Dead broke, dumb. Can't left to right, getting raped here and there, and then you got kidnapped. They couldn't find you anywhere. This is all you know, you ain't got nothing to offer except some head and ass and trips.
And I could never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you, and I won't give you anything that you need.
I ain't giving you a damn.
Except for my erection, we got to.
That's right.
There is no trust between you and me.
Nah, no trust.
No.
Yeah,
ooh,
that's the dagger signing off, y'all. Let these bitches know about themselves, you know what I mean? Good looking out,
man.
Sexual Chocolate. You know what I mean? 2009 debut.
You
that's how I work out and how I go. Dagger, Westside, LA, all day. I know a lot of y'all bitches gonna be mad at this track. It's okay. You know it's the truth. But everybody don't like the
truth.
That's all, that's all I live in is the truth.
Yeah,
I've got no more money unless I can give you something else, Mr.
Dynamite. Black Dynamite.
Black.
And lady, offering Black Dynamite something else is like offering a Jolly Green Giant some frozen niblets. Unless you got something special, Miss.
Morehead. Giving you Morehead.
How much Morehead are we talking?
Black Dynamite.
What are you doing here? I thought you were no longer with the undercover spy honkies from the CIA. I'm not. Right now, I'm with these dice.
But
now, if you don't mind, I got some bread to win.
Hi, Black Dynamite. It seems that you're halfway amazing, but all the way mad.
Miss Morehead, could you?
you lost your mind?
This was my game, and she's with me.
Was with you. Yo, bitch chose
Yo,
me.
Bitch
now
chose
we can handle
me.
This like we got some class, or we can get into some gangster shit. Whatever your name is.
It's Bond. James Bond. You bloody well remember.
Yeah, how could I forget?
Yeah, I
you're the second Bond, James Bond.
James
I met tonight.
Bond, I met tonight.
I failed, Charlie. I am Bond, James Bond.
Dear Roger Moore, I am Bond, James Bond. There can be only one.
Aye, ladies. Like I might just got one rule. Now, if any of y'all happen to be awake in the morning when I'm getting dressed, don't wake up the rest
don't
of the bitches.
Don't wake up the rest of the
Hey, what's cracking, y'all? Ladies, how's it going? Been a while. West Coast Wednesday is hump nights. 4DB with it. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. It's been a long week. Not long. It is. But like I said, Wednesday, technically Thursday, we're gonna get through it. All right. So I mean, I'm feeling pretty cool right now. I'm not too wild, not too crazy. I mean, got a lot of the shit out this week already. So I mean, I'm trying to be cool, mellow, relaxed, smoke a little bit of weed. I do got left. Pour me a drink. You know, I mean, I'll chill with you later tonight, man. I got some funny shit I came across tonight. And you know, we're just gonna see where things go as usual. But again, I'm in a good mood, a positive mood. I'm gonna try to remain there. You know, as long as I get a weird phone call, you know, I get weird taking tell us what's gonna happen. We'll find out, but no matter what, it's gonna be real. You wanna call in tonight, 661-621-7559 again. That is 661-621-7559. All right, you chill in the queue or you press 1 and lets me know you wanna holler at me, all right? But it's okay, you don't gotta holler at me. Either way. We'll see what happens, all right? Be right back. Bang Out Radio, West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights. ODB, with it. Be right back.
You should expect nothing less when you mean the most. Kissing on your neck, smelling your hair when we close. You know I come correct, it's just wrong if I don't. Okay then, I'm anxious, I won't wait then. We won't make it back to the crib, won't that so bad like right here. She lean back, know where to run, dear. You can get it to the AM. Haven't seen you all day, so the boy ain't impatient. But I did promise to go slow. I really can't handle when you throw it on the low, though. Go crazy off the curves, got your boy going loco. My motive to get you caught up, now who's in trouble? Hold up, before I make a mistake and make a uh-oh. Went from being a notch on the belt to the buckle. Do your dance, you make me go. You got your boy amp, but want romance, so I'll go slow.
Since you wanted non-stop, I'm like in the morning come.
But I make you disappear.
Be the rabbit, I got the ass.
I'm going in, ain't the magician's here. Vandal that, I breaks it in. Can you handle that? Don't hold it in. Don't front, back, get up on the ride of what I'm droving it. I'm nice with it, this wifey. Spaz out on the bipolar. Mad props when you throw that shit. Stand out, I'm not on this.
On the real, is how you feel.
Yep, you see, that's how I feel. Come through and I demo it. Wreck that, I explode in it. Let's keep below pro. Nah, who get who knows, though. Let's keep the door closed. Don't matter, neighbors know. Yo, hey, what I picture is perfect, no photo. Go from the kitchen to the sofa to the floor, though. Huh, it's for show, though. You already know, though. I'm doing the most, though. I like that, let's go. When I'm in it, don't stop, get it, talking go slow, but that rough, you with it.
Since you want it non-stop, I'm like till the morning comes. She says I'm like a rough, so I lay her on the table. And now she wants me to go slow, go slow, go slow.
We started off cool. Conversation was on true. I wanna be untrue, and you my truth. Then we fell all in love, angels from above. You opened up your angel wings, let me ride off my feet. My feelings just keep getting deep. Feel a heartbeat, I feel complete. You're all that I need. You can't keep messing up my makeup.
Diamonds are forever. How did I end up with counterfeit? Polished you off just to keep you little. And if diamonds last forever, how did I end up with rhinestones and you'll never be nothing more than sure you still trash. Chanel bag, them red bottom shoes don't make you cute, no. Still ain't got a man, cause you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Stick your bruises in your head. You hiding about bills, 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 and no scrubs. That's why you ain't found love. Cause you tripping and you foolish. Get your shit together first. Cause you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Stick your bruises in your head. I came home, set that trap, put that key in front of your mat. And I knew that you'd be there, felt like sex in the air. Locked the door, on the floor, screaming, give me more, and I'm gonna throw. You looked me up and down, now you got this big old frown up on your face. But all you want is time for an insane run. Vacations you ain't paying for, and backs you know you came for. But what? You just searching that for something more, something I can't be. Sorry. Sometimes I gotta moan.
I thought I had diamonds. Cause you tripping and you foolish. Yeah, your shit cause you trying to keep up with the juice and keep it your fruit. Joseph,
tell me.
jack my son back in. Sorry, y'all. What's this Wednesday? It's Hump Nights. Fody be with it. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. You want to call in tonight? 661-621-7555. As always, send the queue. Press 1, let me know you want to holler at me. And then again, let me say this. And my disclaimer out the way, because again, it is ladies. Now, hold on, let me, before I like, I got to take this. Hold on. Stuff starting to come back to me about how I used to do this show now. Let me get my disclaimer out the way. Ladies, before I get started, I love y'all. I love women. Like, they can't just be one type. So many variations, you know, colors, attitudes. Just, but again, about your business, whatever that is, whatever your business. You're a real one about that shit. You handle, do what you got to do. You don't harm nobody. You don't hurt nobody. You just, you know, you stay in your lane. You don't fake the funk. Whatever your funk is. You farted, it's like, yeah, I did it. Like, you know what I mean? Well, I smelt it, dealt it. Deny it, supply it. Like, however, like, I'm just saying. Ladies, I love you. I do. You know, but now that I said that, you know what I mean? There may be some times tonight. But when you watch this or whatever, there may be some times throughout this that, you know, it may sound like I want to, like, rip a bitch throat out. You know what I mean? Like right here. Because, again, when you choke a bitch, just a little side note, okay? Just don't. But when you see, a lot of y'all do this whole big two hands, like, see, I got big head. Maybe that's better. You don't got, that's too much. You just got to get, you need, like, just right here. Like, right. You get it, you're like right here, you dig in just far enough, you control the whole, like, you can, it's like the video game controller. You grip the joystick right, like, lock a bitch whole shit up. And I'm tall, so all bitches is like right here. This is my power grip right here. You see my L, you might not see it, but there's like L right here, locked right here, where my arm is locked too. Don't let you, because I'm 6'5", 6'6". Don't let you be about, Where I don't gotta lift my shoulder above my shoulder level to choke the shit out of you. I mean, if I like that's power right there, like at speed, like bitch, I go for that spot real quick. You know what I mean? So it may sound, maybe some, you know, you may hear some things that may sound like I may just want to go through, but you know, I don't want to do that. Like I said, I love you, man. He's like, how you doing? Good times. But tonight off top. Off top, John Legend. This man just equally gave this man in the matter of, this is how fast it happened. Because again, I'll tell you what happened real quick, right? I was in the store grabbing some shit, right? I was grabbing a few things. And then over the radio in the store, I hear the song All of Me. Now, at the time when I was first listening, I'm like, man, I heard this shit before, but I'm listening to All of Me. All of you, yeah, perfect imperfections. You know, I'm in the store like, oh shit, all right, like, because you know, there's a lot of people are getting like, I don't know if it's the misdefinition of stuff or it's a lot of shit being, you know, people just be throwing a lot of shit out there. So again, ladies, when I'm talking about ladies, like. Y'all throw a lot of shit out there about, you know, you want this, you need this, niggas ain't shit, you know, whoop and everything or whatever, you know, there's a lot of shit that just gets thrown out. This is what ladies, y'all just throw shit out there, you know. You know, and I know a lot, which is what I try to do, because I know how I can be about that shit. A lot of people just, what ladies try, a lot of ladies do is, again, you're emotional first, you react first. After you react, or after you do something, that's when you think about it, whoop or whatever, and then you go back, either apologize maybe or not or whatever and everything. And it's always a after. I like to say it's always an after the fact. Like, you flip out, and then after you flip out, then it's like we figure out why you flipped out. Like, no, like, I'm trying to, but. So, when I'm listening to this song, but I see it as, and but I say this too, because I say it all the time, I'll say, no matter what problems you have, or whatever you deal with, or whatever dude, there's a female behind it. It's y'all fault. I say it all the time. Ladies have the power, but y'all just don't know what to do with that shit. I swear to God, y'all don't. Y'all abuse that shit. in many different ways. Like, it has ways of power. Many are women are powerful. I love powerful women. But y'all just done this moment like that power don't mean shit. You don't know what to do with it. And again, every power has a weakness. So, but again, y'all is all of me. And I'm listening to this shit, right? I'm listening to it, but I'm like, yeah, that shit do knock though. Again, hopeless romantic. But there was a time. There was a time when there was that, when I was that, ooh, all of me. Like, all of you. There was an age. You know what I'm saying? That's why when I was listening to it in the store. And I had a whole moment in the store for a second. I listened to it and I'm like, okay, that shit, I remember that, you know, it took me somewhere real quick. I don't remember where it took me, but I'm like, I used to knock this shit. This shit is all, you know. But here's where I gave respect, because I couldn't place whose song it was at the time, right? So I didn't know who the fuck was doing this. And then the song right after it was like some old Aretha Franklin shit or whatever, something like that. So I'm like, okay, at the time. Whoever that was, he must be one of the old school cats. Cause, you know what I mean? The old school, you know, we did R&B. Like, we old school motherfuckers used to sing to the bitches. Like, ooh, cut off the light, like candle. You know, I can't go super old because I don't go super old. But, you know, I had a few Teddy B, you know, Teddy P here and there, the highlights. Marvin and them. And now, well, I'll just say Motown. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people used to sing to each other, ooh, ooh. You know, when the girls used to sing to you, like, you know, like you think about the mailman and shit, you know, the way. Sing. I can respect the singer. No, we make shit sound good. Fat Luther, Skinny Luther, you know, all of just Stevie Wonder. Stevie ain't never, Stevie can't even see the bitches that be throwing the pussy at him. Like all the pussy ain't seen not one. Like, ain't that a bitch? Like, just be that Stevie Wonder to get all the pussy, can't even look at it. Like, that shit is crazy, man. Oh, like. You know what I mean? Prince. Not the artist formerly known. Not the symbol. Nigga, Prince. Nigga, like. Man. The motherfuckers Quincy Jones used to bring out. The original motherfuckers. The Tevin Campbells. You know, the original light skin. The original light skin niggas. You can get in there, you know, Genuine. You know, Aaliyah. You know, I'll bring them in here. I mean, there was still there. Nate Dogg. The original gangster of R&B. Nigga, I sing about your bitch taking your bitch, nigga, and you gonna love it. Like, nigga, you gonna sing it, you gonna sing my song talking about me taking your bitch. You gonna sing the lyrics stuff. Cause he was even real about it. He didn't just think, nigga, I'm fucking your bitch. Like that. Well, if he was, that's what I'm talking about. But I mean, he did it with a like some real R&B, like, you felt that shit. No, Mary J. Oh, Mary J. I fuck with Mary J. You know, a little comedy. Like, some people pop out of that. I wasn't a super R&B person, but again, time, because again, the bitches like R&B. So I got to find R&B that I can listen to, or if I'm trying to impress the bitches, you know, you got that one CD. I'm from the era where you have to put your CD together. You pull this song, you pull this song, and depending on, you know what I mean, you have the CDs that you go, this is what I did. You have the burnable CDs, right? You go buy from the Staples, any of that shit or whatever, right? But you either get the 60-minute ones, you know, you only get about 60 minutes on there or whatever, or you get the, you know, the 90-minute ones, or if you was balling, you get the 120 discs, you know, load them motherfuckers up. And, let's see, some of y'all, not all y'all had a CD burner. Some of y'all had to give, I was the motherfucker burning CDs for people. Before all that mixtape shit, before people was out there little quarters and shit, at school, nigga, I was in there, I'm banging these little mixes and everything. Or, because, you know, them motherfuckers couldn't have no CD burger. Hey, can you put these songs on a mix for me? Keep it this. Hey, yeah, 5, 10. Nigga, I'm these CDs ain't free, nigga. Or you know, I was a nigga like, hey, what you need? You need that pussy music, huh? You need some help? You need to set the mood? Like, or I have a whole playlist of some shit, nigga. Put you a playlist together, nigga, and I'll burn that shit up for you, nigga. Give me a list. 10, 15, now depending on who you was. You know, I'm from the time we didn't have no set price. Nigga, it was depending on who you was. Some people got this price, some people got this price. Nigga, I don't know you, homie. You must have heard about me, though. See? But they got the... Yeah, but, nigga, that's them. I mean, we're talking about you. You saying that shit all the time. There's a difference between them and you. But, yeah. I gave John Legend too much respect on top. Because, again, when I was listening to this, it had took me there and everything. But then I realized, I'm like, the reason, here's the way it is. Because, again, back to y'all. Y'all know. It's going to sound bad when I say this, but y'all don't deserve this shit. You don't deserve that real, I mean, you're talking about that real, real, real love. Like, I mean, let's be honest, right? I mean, we're talking about undeniable, like, give up everything, like, fuck the world, like, you know, I will, you, real, like, dedication to the dirt, like, I don't think y'all understand what that is. You may have got a glimpse of it here and there, this, that, whatever. There's more to love than just saying that shit, than that shit spelled L-O-V-E. And I'm not even going to, like I said, I hate that fucking word. Because it's the biggest truth and lie at the same time. That one word. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of y'all just don't deserve it. Maybe fucked up. I mean, whatever, but you just don't. What, just because you had a sob story or whatever, something happened in your life that you just like. Again, I say some people don't deserve because a lot of people that do. But again, it's y'all females that be sitting up here whining and crying about the biggest shit or whatever that don't deserve my fucking thing. It's like your badass kids that you still get Christmas presents for. They don't deserve that shit. None of that shit they got. Because you don't want to hear them crying and whining during Christmas. Or when, you know, go back to school, whenever school's all back up, talking about, I didn't get shit for Christmas. And everybody else, you don't want to feel a certain way. But they don't deserve it. But you talking about shit you don't even deserve. And your shit is expensive. Because I mean, you gotta really look at yourself. And you can't really think again. Because again, I'm only saying this because again, because the song was so real when I was listening to it. When it hit my ear at this point, it was just so. Because again, the situation I've been in now, there's so many people. Just you gotta realize what you're asking for. And are you truly willing to give up? Because you can't have. That was the whole song's about. You cannot have one without the other. The whole song is about, and I be saying this shit all the fucking time, it's about balance. The whole song is about balance, complete opposites. You need to be as straight as possible. Or you need to know that when I'm fucked up, that you need to be straight, or when I'm cool, you can be fucked. We need to be able to gauge and balance this shit out. If it's on some real, if we're trying to be real with each other, right? If we're trying to like what you want, real love, marriage, wait, I'm supposed to live the rest of my life with you, right? Or we're supposed to be together like forever, ever, ever, ever. I mean, I gotta look at it as like what you look at it as like the seesaw thing. You ever been on the seesaw? Remember old school kid shit? I mean, I know it's fun doing this, but it's fun when we're doing this together. When it's we, yeah, baby, I got you, you got me, I got you got me, yay. So when I'm down, you're up, and when you're up, I'm down, but it's okay, because I got you, and you got me, yay. You're right, you ever be up here on the top on this side? Wait, I'm trying to make sure, because I'm off, I'm trying to look at myself in this mirror. You ever do this, you up here, and the mother down here just walk away to a drop or something, because either what, you're supporting them, right? or you've been on the upside of Europe here, and you're trying to get like, or when you switch, and nobody knows how to handle both sides, you're only one, you're only used to being this motherfucker up here, either the user or the person always used. You're only used to being on one side of it. You know, you only see, you never saw shit. Ain't that crazy? Think. All you do is see, but you never saw. It's balance. It's balance. You got to balance your own personal, you got to balance your own shit before you can even try to balance some shit with somebody else. If you can't, if your shit ain't straight within whatever you got going on with you, you, how can you even fathom what anybody else is thinking, with anybody going through anybody's head? How, you don't even know what you do with yourself. You don't even know what you're doing. But you know what they doing, or that person, or that person. You know what they think. You know, like, you don't know. Okay. It's just back, again, back to the song. I was going somewhere. You know, I get on tangents and shit and everything. But I'm just, it's that you're asking for something that you're really not, maybe not, let me not say even deserving of, prepared for. If I were to give you, if you were to get some of this shit right now, you might not even be able to handle it. Because, yeah, it's real shit. And what I was saying was, because, again, I was hoping it was some one of the older dudes or something like that, so I could have been like, you know, they don't make songs like this no more and everything like that. But, again, this one right here, because then I went to, then I f***ed what it was. I'm like, okay, well, John Legend is cool. I'm not dissing John, you know, Team Light Skin and shit and everything. You know, okay, John Legend, all right. John Legend got a couple other bangers and shit and everything, because, you know, I'm not a big super R&B person, but... And when, even when I heard John, I'm like, okay, I can roll with John, I guess, you know, people. And then I found out it was like 7 years ago. So, okay, about a decade. So, okay, like, again, he didn't go back far enough that I thought he was, like, getting the respect for. But you could tell even when he was a kid, he had a whole old, like, soul, in a sense. That's how I felt when I heard the song, listening to it in the grocery store. Then... Again, I heard that, and I'm like, you know what? Well, 7 years ago, so, but it's an R&B song, so there must be some kind of, like, techno, like, maybe, I mean, you know, if they put this shit to a turn-up beat or something, you know, it might not. And I'm late as fucking, yeah, like, I go to YouTube and shit. Let me see if I can get some of this shit in the background right here, maybe see it before they show. I go to YouTube and shit, you know, I put in the song, you know, John Legend, remix, you know, hold on, let me see. And... find some shit, like, But it amazes me how you can do so many different mixes to the same. So I'm like, okay, see, now I'm like, I'm like, watch, here we go, watch this. This is my favorite one. This is my personal favorite. This one right here. Let's see, hold on. Of course you're going to do a commercial. Of course you're going to do a commercial. Hold on, come on, hurry up. Hurry up. La, 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 la. La, la. Oh, I got to play the whole ad. Hold on, it's coming. My bad, y'all. This is my favorite remix thus far with this shit. I never listened to the original win. It's my new version of this song. This is on my mix. Right. Listen to it. Thumping that shit, like, you know about that John, like, bring it back. Feel that shit, boy, like. burns in all your edges. Pancake the imperfections. Hey. Hey. All right. I didn't even listen to the original version. I found me my version of that song that's what I'm gonna play when I play that shit. But now here's what, let's get serious real quick. Because what I mean is, now let's strip away the beat, the voice. Let's just look at the words. Look at what's being said. You know, that's what a lot of people don't realize and what y'all don't do either. Y'all don't listen to actually what people are saying out here. That's what's wrong with a lot of music and everything. People can just say whatever the fuck they want to and think that it's music or it's okay. Or like I said, my thing is, if you want to put out bullshit, then be like, you know what, this bullshit, I know it's bullshit, but this is what they like, so I'm going to put this bullshit out. I can respect that. But y'all putting out shit thinking it's in it. Excuse me. But what I'm saying is, strip away all that. What do you have to say? Now listen to what this man is saying. This is where he got me. Because again, I go past all this, like, this is what it hit me, like, and then I'm thinking, like, yeah, I've been. Listen. What would I do without your smart mouth drawing me in? You know what I mean? Smart mouth, I could roll with that. I need somebody that can keep me on my toes. I don't want no boring ass motherfucker. Yeah, but again, you have to know when to shut the fuck up. Again, the same thing that makes you interesting pisses me the fuck off about you. Like, drawing me in to kick me out. Wait, drawing me in and you kicking me out. I call it the yo-yo effect. Why do you keep wanting me to, or why do you make acting like you want me here, and when I'm here, you don't want me here? You don't mean no fucking, like, I feel that, like, because you can draw me in and be real nice. I say all the time, girls can be real nice when y'all want to be real, when y'all want something, y'all can be real, let's use the word enticing. You know, however you want to take that. You know, but as soon as either you get what you want or shit's over and something goes the wrong way, you're kicking a nigga the fuck out. You're kicking me out. Bye. Yeah. You got my head spinning. No kidding. Can't pin you down. All right. Yeah. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride because you fucking crazy. I don't know what the fuck gonna come out of that head of yours. Magical mystery ride. Mystery. I can know you all this time and you would still come up with some weird shit out of nowhere. Like, where the fuck did this shit come from? Like, and I'm so dizzy. So dizzy. Like, don't know what hit me because that shit came out of nowhere. I don't even know what the fuck did you just hit me with? Out of nowhere. Like, I swear I feel this shit, right? But I'll be all right. I say it all the time. I'll be all right. I can take these hits. I mean, I take so many hits. I mean, and each one just shows me, like, damn, I can take it. But I should have to keep taking hits. But, bitch, if this is what you want to do, then fine. The fuck? My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. I don't got no gills. I'm not doing this by myself, so somebody must be helping me breathe while I'm underwater, right? But I'm good with that. I wish. Because you know what that means, right? If you get real literal, right? If I'm underwater and I can't breathe, then you drown. Drowning is a fucked up way to die. You try to hold your breath for as long as you can, and then when you actually run out of breath, your body automatically tries to gain it, has to gain breath, so automatically you can't do anything about it. So when you're breathing in water that fills up. Like, come on, that's a fucked up way to go. One of. But could you imagine being able to walk on the bottom of the ocean or something like that, because somebody some way is helping you breathe. You could be as low as you possibly can be, but they got you and you're breathing like nothing's wrong. Come on now. You're crazy, but I'm out of my mind for fucking with you. Or no, I always say it's the vice versa. Now, I'm the crazy motherfucker. I say this shit all the fucking time. Crazy. You don't want these problems. You out of your mind for fucking with you. Now, if you want to continue, like I said, we can go about this. I think, I'm not saying like, I don't want you to, but I'm just saying, I'm crazy. But I was out of my mind. I guess I was out of my mind so long over crazy. I mean, I don't know. It just depends on what side of that seesaw you're on, right? Whatever depends. Like, and you get to the course, like, because all of me loves all of you. Again, this is a fucking word again, love. Because again, I mean all love. That's what love is. That's what it means. All love. Not this piece and that and this over there, because you fuck good. Is it all? Everybody got problems. Everybody got issues. Everybody got something. All of this shit. Do you want it? You cannot take that. You cannot take a piece, or you could, but then, like I said, things may have to change. It. That's all the piece that you want. But you saying you want all of me. Like, no, you don't. No, you don't. You want the fun. You want the dick. You want the good. You want that shit. Say that. We don't gotta go any further than that. We can keep it real simple. Cause if you want all of me, shit gets real complicated. And not complicated like prophecies or whatever, but there's a lot be going on because a lot of people want all of me. Oh, man. And again, I can't even, it hurts me when I'm not, because again, I can't, there's things I'm still trying to do. You can't give anybody all, because I can't, I'm not complete yet, I'm not set. How can I give you all of me when I don't even have all of me to myself to give? Again, broke nigga. Like, not broke. Guess mine. Don't get twisted. But, and I'm not working. Still not working. I can tell about that. But I don't want a job. Like, I don't want a job. I want to just make money. Like, legally. Maybe some illegal shit. I'm just saying. That's exactly my life. Like, I can work. It's so easy for me. I look so good on paper. I can go get a job probably like that and find something. That I don't want to do that shit. I want to be like these other people that go to work when they want to and make money, and shit gets handled. Do I have to punch a clock like everybody else? Do you want to punch a clock? Do you like the clock you punch? But love your curves and your edges. A lot of y'all is way too focused on the curves. This bitch has got curves, no edges, and I'm not just talking about a hair, because a lot of bitches' edges be fucked up for real, for real. We all know how that goes. Y'all real quick to point that shit out. But what it means in the song is, you know, that's on point. That edge, your edge, like, it's sharp. That booty is curvy, but that edge will cut your ass. That bitch got that edge to it. You don't understand, like, what he meant, that, like, a sharpness to her. A keen, like, just. Some of y'all don't get this shit. And it varies on, depending on who you are. Some people are sharp in certain things that you are. So whatever it is that you do, you be the sharpest point at that shit. Cut glass with that shit. And make sure your curves is on point. That's why they say that. God, I get tired of having to break shit down for motherfuckers who ain't never gonna listen. I want your curves on point. But if you don't want that shit for yourself, then it don't matter. You just worried about your curves. You a dumbass motherfucking bitch. Ain't no edge to you. No edge. It's a circle. Or you just grind of circles. No point, no corners, no house. You can't build a house out of a circle. Elementary shit, right? Let's take it to elementary, right? What can you make? Look at the circle, bitch, going around in just circles like this, right? You can't build a house with that, bitch. You need a triangle. You need a square. If you want the garage, you need the rectangle. Bitch, come on now. You want to get all point, you can add the third dimension to it. You can go 3D and you know you build it back a little bit. You add some extra lines like this. You can't even connect. You can't make a square into a cube. But you want all of me? No, you can't even do. You can't even. Fuck out of here, man. That's what I mean by don't deserve it. Because all you can do is piss me off. You don't want me more mad than I already am mad at, right? I'm already mad. You don't want me more mad. Or whatever you call it. So I just don't expect shit from you. Don't worry. You don't want all of me, and I don't want all. Because you can't give me all. You may be able to give me all of you because there's not a lot to you to give. It's easy for you. Because you ain't got shit. Take all of me. Thank you. Fuck out of here. But perfect, again, perfect imperfections. That's what it is. I know what the fuck's wrong with you. I'm willing to deal with that shit. If I tell you I'm willing to deal with that shit wrong with you or whatever and everything, then fine, then accept that shit. Understand what I'm saying to you. I know your shit is fucked up. I know you ain't got shit. I know this, that, whatever, and I'm still fucking with you. So understand that. I don't care about that. Maybe I like that about you. Some people out there don't want to buy bitches. I mean, it's about putting puzzle pieces together. There's a lot of people out there just want to buy bitches and bitches that want to be bought. They just got to find each other. Or whatever. Whatever you do with you. I mean, I'm just saying. If I'm fucking with you, I'm trying to fuck with you. I know what's wrong with you. I'm looking at you. I see it all the fucking time. That's part of it. That's what you don't get. Like, but I'm rolling with you, though. That doesn't mean I got to play this shit all the time, but damn, I already know about your perfect imperfections. She's all this, she's all that, and everything. This bitch does this, though. How many? Nobody's perfect. Even when you try to talk to people about it, whatever, like, yeah, she's crazy, motherfucker. You might not give them details, but hey, you know, like, or you give a motherfucker that look, or dinner, or somebody knows how crazy or whatever the motherfucker you fucking with is. Somebody knows. Because you want somebody to know, okay, something do actually happen one day or whatever. And you gotta, I know somebody knows about me. Man. But for real, like, especially y'all females. Ladies, y'all fault, though. So give your, this is where it comes in. This is where it comes in. This says, give your all to me, then I'll give my all to you. And that's kind of where I'm at, too, a little bit. But that's where it all is about who's going to do this first. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, well, I'm not going, because everybody at this age, when you make it to where I'm at, older or whatever, and everything, you're still just doing like whatever. So I want to kind of, you know, put whatever you're putting yourself in. I'm going to talk about myself. When you, you know, it's about, nah, I don't know you. I don't trust you. You go first. I've been too hurt. I've been hurt too. So, you go first. Okay, 1, 2, 3, save time. Ready? 1, 2. You didn't go. Nobody wants to show their hand first. You know, not all, you know, you glimpse, you know, bits and pieces and everything, you know, and there'll be those nights when people just don't give a fuck, when you just let everything go, when you just bask in what could be and just, and then it's just like, you come back to reality. Then you got to put up walls. You got to put up, you know, defenses, you know. You survive that skirmish. Now you got to rebuild. Oh, shit. Knock down some defenses. Got to build it. It's dangerous. I know. You ain't telling me nothing. Trust me. And again, it's more dangerous. Nigga may just kill you, stop you around, you know, suck you for the water. Y'all bitches just, nigga, y'all just diabolical. Like, I'm trying to, I wish I, this is one, this is what I wish I had more people around me so I could be like, hey, what's another word for diabolical? Like, sinister, devious, like, I need a source right now. I just read all the lists of what y'all females can be. Subterbious, I don't even think that's a word, but it sounds bad. I mean, I've seen it. I've been witness to it. Oh, seen it and witness, that's the same thing. I've been on the receiving end of some shit. Like, I mean, I'm just like, I'm not saying some deserve, maybe some not, maybe some, but again, y'all just when hell, the quotes that live through the ages, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. How long have these quotes been around in history? They just come from anywhere. It's not like mobile. Somebody wrote that shit, or it's John Legend's all right here. It's like, this shit is real. And it's like something y'all play with. That's what kills me about when it comes to, when people want to talk about feelings and stuff, we're like, y'all really know what the fuck you're talking about? Or are we just talking? She gets deep. Jacques Cousteau in this bitch. But again, at the same time, right, give y'all me all of these. It's like, who's gonna show their hand first? Because we're scared. I'm scared. I'm definitely scared of y'all ladies. Oh, I say, shit. I'm not scared, but I'm scared. Yeah, I'm about to kill one of y'all. It's gonna put me in jail, or something's gonna happen, or one of y'all gonna trip out over some shit, y'all should, or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm scared. But I'm not scared. I'm scared. Because when you're a survivor, fear is a protection. I understand. But at the same time, somebody has to do something. No. That's a lie. Nobody got to do anything. But you can't do nothing and then complain about it on top of it. I mean, that's it. Nobody's doing nothing. You're not doing nothing. Well, I did this. So what do we say? So it's a matching game. I mean, what are we? Let's just figure out what we're doing so I know what we're doing. So if I'm behind on a few points, I can do a few things so I can get my. Because nobody like all, nobody nothing. I understand. What is this? Is it something? Is it nothing? Is it the same thing? Some people need titles. Some people need rules. We don't need none of that shit. Whatever it is you do, with who you do it with. But the thing is, are you all in? That's what it is. That's that, like, when you, I'm going all in. That's the part that cause you have to go, I've gone all in twice before. All because I thought I had it. You know, when you think you got that, that's why it hits me. Because I thought, when you think you got that perfect hand, when it just comes together and everything like that, but again, you're playing, not only playing against the house, the world, and you got these people, like, these people out here trying to get you. I only need that one win, if it ever comes, that one big win. You know what I mean? I'm not that gambler. I got to keep going. I'm just waiting for that one hand to come across so I can bet big, break the house, and then I'm out. You never see me again. Because that's what happens. That Ocean 11, 12 shit. Like, you, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big. Problem is, I thought I had it, you know what I mean, a few times or whatever. Then somebody brought out that last fucking shit that I didn't know they had, or something else came down, or somebody, or whatever, and just lost it all. That's why I hate fucking gambling. Hate that shit. That's one thing you never got to worry about me. Like I said, I almost ruined my fucking personal family. Everything like that. Watching my dad do that shit most of his fucking life. She was not good. You know, some days were good. You know, we were up, came home, boo-boo, you know. So there's bad. But then either way, you go right back to the fucking, right back to it, huh? Like, she got to figure this shit out. I can't. I got one more bet in me. I got one more. Right? Like, you're my end and my beginning. You know, that's some Bible shit. You know, I'm not going to get too deep into that. But again, back to the complete opposites. But you realize, like, you control both. inner Miami Yank. That's just, but even when I'm lose, I'm winning. That's why I like that line too. Because I understand, because if I'm losing, I should still not feel like I'm losing. And that one hits me like real. Like I feel something right here now. Maybe the drink or something to me not stretching. And so, but something hit me right here. It kind of hurts. But that's how that hits me right there a little bit. Like, even if I'm losing, I know I'm losing. It's women can do take that away so easily. And I won't even feel that shit. I feel like I'm winning and I have nothing. And I just feel like I just got it all. I've been in that position before. But, you know, it takes a special type of person. I'm not getting in that position because, again, I don't like being that person either. But somebody got to take care of me, this, that, whatever. But, again, shit, if you're a woman, too, and it's real, like, ooh, and it's not hurting you, and this is what you, maybe I don't know. I just said I'll always be a personal statement. Like, if a bitch had Oprah money and she just really just wanted me to just be in the house all day and I just didn't have to worry about nothing, shit. I'm just saying, but it's just the fact that I've had such a fucking bad day or whatever that I know I can come to you and just I don't gotta say or whatever, and then she just gone. That shit don't exist no more. Not like that. You know, it's just different times or whatever. I mean, like I said, it's just people are. Again, because again, when you're around this, when you get where I am at or older, is that you've been through too much. It's too much hurt. It's too much. You just don't even want to even like, you just take what you can get and just be like, okay, just try to deal with that shit and move with it. Like, so, again, with me, it's just like, it's not that out of, I can't say I don't want to because I do. That's what I say. That's why it hit me every now and then. Shit fucks with me. Like I said, I'm not old dude. Like I said, I'll be old dude. Like random, I see random movies sometimes, a certain shit, and it just hits me. Maybe a tear or something. You know, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. You know, I don't try to hide and not let nobody see it or watch certain shit or something happens or whatever. It just hits me a certain way. Like that shit moves me. Something about some kids or something, or you know, a movie with a dad and his daughter. This was what hit me. I just shed a tear over this, but just listening to it. Like this shit is like. Do y'all really know what y'all, and then again, because I forgot it was even fucking Wednesday. And I'm like, oh, I can do a radio show tonight. I've been off the last 3 days. Let me just do the trifecta. And everything, like, do y'all know what y'all really asking for? Based on this one song. Because any of these other songs y'all be listening to is bullshit. That's the part I like, though. Even if I lose, I'm winning. I just feel like I'm losing. That's all I felt like for the longest. I'm just losing. I can take a loss. You know, I'm not saying it like that, but you know, I don't like just feeling like I'm losing. I don't like that. I want to win sometimes, but like I said, I gotta force myself not even to go out, get shit handled. Just going out and doing, being around certain people and being in certain situations and making it a home is enough to be a successful mission. Sometimes can't even enjoy that. That do shit. I guess that's the biggest thing for me. I don't mind losing personally if it don't even feel like it. That's why I'm so careless with myself, because I don't even have feeling. So when I lose, I don't even feel it anymore. So I don't care. I didn't know what was going on. You know, cut off that arm and keep it pushing. Rip off that Band-Aid. Like, I'm not going to do this shit slow. I just need to know that that's what it is. It's the yo-yo. But like, we're talking about the yo-yo back and forth. We're really, if there's something you really try to do, like I said, this shit is real. So that means you want all of me. That's not just a smile. Like, you have no idea. Or maybe you do, and you think you're going to handle it until you get a glimpse of some shit, and then you want to back up and act scared. Like, no, I don't know. I know me. I don't know if you want all of me. Because I give you Oh, like, get off, bitch. Not like that, but I mean, every now and then I may call you a bitch. You may slip out. I'm sorry. I got drunk one night. Okay, I got to say, you pissed me off. Sorry. My bad. Bay. I meant bay. Not bitch. Bay. Bay. My bad. Oh, shit. That hurts. Ouch. My rib hurts. All right, let me try to get to the rest of this real quick because, like I said, you bear it off. Not lit. But okay, watch this. Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. Colon. Yeah, some girls, like I said, some girls have told me they shed tears that I've never seen. I ain't seen shed not one tear. How are you crying so much? When? But then you do have a girl that do cry in your face, like, or shed a tear, something happens, you get in that kind of thing. Now, but again, I've seen it where it's like, yeah, sorry about that tear coming down your cheek, but it's like, you know, you wipe that off. Like, that's that move, she like, wipe that off. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you're still cute, though. Like, as a sexy as a, but you're still beautiful. But again, I don't want to see you cry. I don't want to see you cry. But we wipe the tears away. It comes with the territory. Where it ever came, you're not going to get out of this with nothing. Like, that's what people think. Like, you can't. There's no perfect ever. You're gonna get hit. Scars, bruises, unless you really deal with niggas, you're gonna really get scars and bruises. But even then, I'm just saying, know what you're getting into. Know what you're asking for. The world's beating you down. I'm around through every move. So not only do you got to deal with my shit, I know the world's fucked up too. So you think, like I said, you go out there, they beat you down, everything like that, then you going to come home and take it out on me? You don't want me to do that to you, right? Or you had an off day today, so I got to make sure I try to get my, or just not piss you. I mean, I understand, but it's balance. I'm with you. It's the world and it's us. My downfall and my muse. Y'all don't even know what a muse is. The downfall, I bet a lot of niggas done went through it. Me, downfall. I mean, you're supposed to be my downfall. Like I said, that just means that you're what you're capable of. That doesn't mean you can do it. But again, some of y'all motherfuckers took the wrong one. She was your downfall. You're in jail. You're dead. You're this, that, or whatever. Downfall. Some of y'all still dealing with that bitch, paying her money every month. Forgot all about that muse part, though, right? Can't even spell that shit. My worst distraction, my rhythm, and blues. You get that? Bitch, you throw me off, but you keep me on my, like, rhythm and blues. You know, black people got rhythm and blues. And, yeah, I was saying it the other night. When you know you can fuck with somebody, like I said, when they got you, when you groove with them, you dance with them, and you just, it just feels like, ooh. You switch it up a little bit, the beat change, they groove with you, like, you my rhythm and blues. But then you see the other bitch, like, oh, shit. And she just throw off your whole dance, but the same person? Y'all don't get this. I'm just saying, man. But yeah. And then I get pissed off because all that and everything, again, what I thought about. Then I actually looked at the actual fucking video. Again, I know I'm late, whatever. I see the John Legend video to this song. And this motherfucker is doing this shit. And again, I want to say this is a mad movie. He's doing this shit while he's sitting at a piano table, you know, in some house in the middle of the, what looked like the Amazon or some shit, you know, fucking on a speedboat, running through the water and shit. Nigga, what you heartbroken about, nigga, on a fucking mountain somewhere? Nigga, please. Nigga, as far as the video goes, how you visualized this song is what pissed me off. Okay, I'm just saying. This is just how this song, the words in this song, I felt what you meant. Maybe you dealt with a crazy bitch before, but how you visualized it for the world to see, I felt lied to. And then what the fuck is this? Because I try to put myself at your piano table or riding your boat or whatever, trying to sing the song or heartbroken shit. If I was where you was at, I wouldn't be heartbroken. You fuck, what bitch did it? I'd be just fine. Let me go take my boat for a ride. Again, maybe for somebody of your caliber, no disrespect or whatever, you know, you might still be heartbroken and there's you out there riding the boat, you know, with a tear in your eye, mad, you know, whatever I may be. But over here, looking at that shit, feeling this, feeling your fucking soul, my nigga, and then looking at that, like, what the fuck? Yeah, I just felt lied to. That's just me. Just me, my opinion. Because again, if that was, if you would have took this song in that video, you would have went on your hood shit, my nigga, or not even been in the video. You could have put this video in the background and had some people act out the shit. I could have this shit looking popping. This song, nigga, and you could have touched some people for real, for real. At least visually. Yeah, my opinion. That's what I totally lied to. Like, you got none of this shit. Like, and ain't no bitch gonna walk away from all that shit. Not like that. Not the way you how deep you're trying to get. Like it's a song. Ain't no bitch about to walk away from that. Like, I got nothing. People walk away from me all the time. But if I had some shit, that's what I think too. That's the only thing I want to test too. If I have some shit, let me get a mansion. Let me get some shit or whatever and everything. You really gonna walk away now? That's the thing. Eventually, like, what is that old school? Remember that Martin Lawrence? What, you start crazy? We'll fight. We'll do all that shit or whatever. Get to the be like, why you fight? Why you playing? They didn't. Oh, I see they go out the door though. Again, I'm never on this side of the door where I can be like, bitch, get the fuck out. I'm always on that side of the door, like. But I'm not saying, hey, can I come in? Well, yeah, I do sometimes. Depending on who it is. Can't lie. I'm not going to lie. But I've never been on the power side of it. You know what I mean? I've always said all the time, I only want a door so I can tell people to get the fuck out and stay on the door and be like, get that step in like Martin. I just want to do certain shit. I can never do it. Never be able to do it. But, yeah. All of me. Equally. Again, another. It was a great song. Again, in my opinion, great song, great words, great lyrics. I could feel it. You know, I felt it. But that's only when you listen to it. I will never watch the video again because it's going to hurt. It hurts looking at this shit because it throws. I can't put this, what I'm feeling and it's making, and what I'm listening to with this visual. I can't make it line up and it just throws everything off of me. You know, just throws everything off. So, you're not doing it. All right. So, yeah. Oh, man. All right. We back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, so nice. The Dagger. But no, 40 be with it. Bang Out Radio. Reality. Radio. Where's it at? Where's it at? No, not that one. Not that one. Radio. Almost had it. There we go.
Here we go.
Yep.
Here we go again.
4DB
coming in fresh with it.
Yeah.
4DB.
He's here
with
too well.
It. I'm just playing.
Here's to the motherfucker.
This is for the broken heart. Listen if you understand.
Fellas,
if you lost a girl,
ladies,
if you lost a man.
Hold on.
We know it's so hard to
move on.
Wanna leave the house, but you never put your
shoes on.
Where did all the
love go?
Up and out the
window.
Ran into it. Should've won it. Live and learn. Don't forget the lessons you learned. It's just it wasn't my fault. I'm not letting it burn.
Nope.
Haven't felt the feelings that I felt in a long time. Then I went and fell in love. Thought that I could make a mind. I could shatter many times. I knew I should've left it, bro. All I know is hurting the hole. All I do is drink and smoke. Had me looking like a dope. I admit it, I was sick because I gave up all the other bitches. Hoes and pretty women. I was swimming in the bitches. Then I chose to come ashore. All them bitches had a pussy. Thought that you would give me more. Everything I'm looking for. Car, job, house, or home. Plus she got that bomb pussy.
Eat it, beat it, make her moan.
Should've left the girl alone. But 40B, he got to try, cause if I didn't give the girl a chance, then I would wonder why. Thought I had the perfect hand, but everything, I'm all in. Girl, I was up and drunk, now you the one that's stalling. I know I don't be balling. The life I live is really rough, but I'll give you everything I have to give. Is that enough? This is for the broken hearts. Listen if you understand. If you lost a girl, if you lost a man,
hold on.
We know it's so hard to
move on.
Wanna leave the house, but you never put your
shoes on.
Where did all the
love go?
Up and out the
window.
Ran into it. Should've went it. Live and learn. Don't forget the lessons you learned. And since it wasn't my fault, I'm not letting it burn.
No,
fuck it, I ain't letting it burn. Everybody.
even you kill her.
Say them all.
Here we go again, been the coming off this hand. She wanna be too much. I wanna be just friends, no disrespect intended. We pretended it was love. Maybe it wasn't for shit. Maybe it was. It is what it is, and it should be more. But it can be either or. We do fucking with the four.
I'm fresh.
And yes, I'll admit it. I love the way she get it when a nigga all up in it. Penetration of the vaginal was supposed to be casual. Reminiscing of my past hoe. So now I'm the asshole. So I stay in isolation. Thinking about my daughter, and all the time I be wasting. Devastation of the heart to have you acting like a mark and shit. You don't know what to do. Acting stupid, starting shit.
You better watch your bitch.
Cause your bitch, I can fuck now.
And I'm
headed for the broken hearts. Listen, if okay. You understand,
fellas,
if you lost a girl,
ladies,
if you lost a man,
hold on.
We know it's so hard to want to leave the house, but you never put your
shoes on.
Where did all the
love go?
Up and out the
window,
ran into it. Should've went
slow mo.
Living life, don't forget the lessons you learned. And since it wasn't my fault, I'm not letting it burn. I thought that she was all for one, and found out she was one for all. Never there when she was needed, can't return a text or call. Must have been preoccupied with one of many other guys. All the lies that you were telling, pass them off as alibis. I do or die, you didn't try, cause you was in your single way. When I thought I had it lasted 2 months, 5 days. Never tripped on titles, cause I thought that we had more than that. All I wanted was